Vulnerable people would be at risk if a change in the law goes through. That's according to local authorities, charities and now the Law Society. At the moment, people in care homes who lack capacity to make decisions for themselves are entitled to an independent assessment to see whether their best interests are served by staying there. The new plan for England and Wales would mean that the care home itself would be responsible for that assessment rather than the local authority as it is now. The House of Lords is debating the amendment on Monday. Sancha Berg reports.
For nearly 30 years, a couple in Surrey have cared for a severely autistic man in their home, even though he's no relation. They took him in when the institution where he lived was closed down, and they're paid by the local authority. For legal reasons, we can't give their full names.
Have a drink, eh?
As I chatted to Mrs. E in the kitchen, H, the autistic man, wandered in, looking for a glass of his favourite juice, which always has to be kept in the same place in the fridge. So he never says anything at all?
No.
He's never said anything all the years he's been living here?
No, he hasn't spoken since he was about two. And he lost his speech, as autistic people do, very often.
One day in 1997, H's routine was disrupted. He used to visit a day centre. A new bus driver took the wrong route. H panicked. He was taken into hospital. For months, the couple tried to get him out. As H can't talk, he couldn't say what he wanted. He showed it, they say, in the way he looked.
Unkempt and uncared for. He was miserable. You could just tell at a drop of a hat. And you could tell that his behaviour had been bad because when the hospital submitted medication records to the court, how much changes in medication to try and control his behaviour, because the only way he has demonstrated that he's not happy is non-verbally and by, you know, letting people know.
The couple went to the High Court. H was discharged, but they took a case all the way to the European Court of Human Rights to ensure he couldn't be detained again. In 2009, the government changed the law so that someone who lacks capacity, cannot make decisions for themselves, cannot be deprived of their liberty in a care home or hospital without an independent assessment. But the process has proved cumbersome. There's a huge backlog of assessments, and now the government wants to change the law again. Mr. E believes their plans are a step back. He remembers how, days after H had left hospital, he had to go in for a check.
No one even recognised him because he'd changed so much back to normal, showing his contentment, which of course is another problem with the new proposals. And the old proposals, you're supposed to take into account the person's wishes and feelings and consult with them about how they feel. And the new proposals, you don't even have to speak to the people anymore.
Not only that, according to these proposals, in a care home, assessments would be the responsibility of the home manager rather than the local authority as it is now. Many fear that would be a conflict of interest. The government did consult extensively on its plans, but the bill, to be debated in the Lords next Monday, has caused widespread alarm.
It would have been better if they'd listened a lot more to the Law Commission and a lot more to the House of Lords, the Joint Committee on Human Rights, and to all the consultations that everybody else has put in the questions and their distress at these proposals. And they actually took some real notice of them and started introducing all the things that people are concerned about. Everybody's saying the same thing, so take some notice and deal with it.
That was Sancha Berg reporting. Well, let's talk now to Cherie Green, Chair of the Law Society's Mental Health and Disability Committee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the Department of Health and Social Care say they're doing this in order to simplify the process to make it less cumbersome for people. But why are you concerned?
The process is cumbersome and heavily bureaucratic, and it does need simplifying. But unfortunately, this particular bill, whilst it results in savings, certainly, which are welcome, seems to do so at the cost of valuable safeguards for the individual, the person whose liberty is being taken away. They're being sidelined in this process and responsibility given to the provider, the person ultimately responsible for detaining the person.
Again, the Social Care Department says that the bill will ensure that the assessment will be determined by responsible bodies such as local authorities or CCGs who will carefully scrutinise the applications made.
Well, it seems that the scrutiny will be possibly a paper exercise. There's no duty on the responsible body to meet the person. Rather, the care home manager has to assess or get an assessment as to does the person have capacity to make this decision for themselves? Could they choose to live somewhere else, for example?
So if this does go through, what are your fears about these vulnerable people?
Our fears are that there will be many people who could possibly be supported in a far less restricted environment, possibly remain in their own home, but those options will not be thoroughly explored, and more people will find themselves removed, placed in care, their wishes not taken into account at all, and with limited information on how they challenge this or try to improve their situation.
Cherie Green from the Law Society, thank you.